welcome back to Let's Talk Travel with the Pretty Wanderer. I'm the host, Fatima Barnes. So glad that you have decided to tune in with me for yet another week. It has been 7 weeks, y'all, and y'all have been kicking in. I got some people that listen every week, that send emails, that check in. Like, listen, I am here for all of the love. Thank you. I cannot express my gratitude. It does not go unnoticed and it does not go unappreciated. So thank you again as we are almost wrapping up season one, y'all. This week, we're going to talk about something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but we're going to get into it. Do you ever want to just say, I ain't got time for the BS and travel alone? Well, we're going to get into it with none other than the passport abuser herself on Let's Talk Solo Travel with Keen. All right, moving along to my tip for the day, or as I like to say, pulling from my luggage of tricks. It's going to be simple today. Why? Because the guru herself, the passport abuser, is here and she's going to be dropping all kind of gems and tips, and I've got my notebook ready to learn from her. So I suggest you all do the same. But in the meantime, the one tip that I'm going to share is something simple. If you know me, you know that I am an avid believer of my credit card points. I swear by them. I always talk about it. And if you would like to review how I feel about how to, you know, get free trips and things like that using your credit card points, be sure to check out my YouTube video at the Pretty Wanderer channel on YouTube. It is on there. It's the first video that I ever dropped, and I dropped a lot of information on how to earn points and how to use points to travel the world for free or almost free. So if you've been following me for a while, that is one of the things that I swear by, is my travel points. However, one of the things that I might have mentioned before is that a lot of times I miss out on a lot of points because I'm not able to put like my mortgage or certain bills that don't take credit cards onto the credit card to take advantage of the fact that I could be earning, you know, all of those extra points. Well, I found out about something called plastic today, and that's spelled P-L-A-S-T-I-Q. Plastic actually allows you for a small fee to pay bills using your credit card and earn points, and you can earn points on bills that you normally wouldn't be able to earn points on because it doesn't take a credit card. So for instance, I could use it to pay my mortgage or my light bill, which I'm not able to use a credit card for, and use my credit card that way and earn points. And I believe there's like a 2% fee, if I'm not mistaken. So for me, it's something that I am signing up for today, and I will let y'all know how it goes. But I thought that it'd be a good little tip to give you guys if you're in that stage of trying to earn points and earn those introductory point offers, even if you just do it for that one or two times to meet your minimum spending requirements to get your introductory offers into the credit card, it would not be a bad idea to check it out, even if it's just for that reason. So I'm signing up for it, and I will let y'all know how it goes because I need my points, because when this is over with, I'm using points on points on points, y'all. So that is my simple travel tip for today, and that is a way for you to earn even more points with using a service for bills that you would not normally be able to use your credit card for. So we've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I cannot contain my excitement because we are going to be talking to Keem, aka the passport abuser, y'all. So I am here for it. Okay, y'all, so I'm excited today because I am speaking with none other than the guru herself, the passport abuser, y'all. If you don't know her, I suggest you look her up and get to know her because she has been to over 50 countries solo, okay? She's been featured in Forbes, and she teaches women how to safely travel the world solo without breaking their bank accounts through her course, Travel Like a Boss. So I am excited and humbled to be in her very presence today.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi, gorgeous.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing great, girl. You look absolutely amazing all the
you
time.
You too. Oh, my God. I say that about you. I just love your pictures.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your vibe, and I overall appreciate you actually even doing this. I'm so grateful for women like you, because in the Black travel world, you know, like travel is so whitewashed that we don't always get the opportunity to show ourselves. You know, we're hidden.
Right.
And so when Black women step up and say, I'm going to start a podcast for women who look like me, it's empowering us, because now we feel like there's some inclusivity as far as we're concerned. And we feel like there's a space for us that we belong in. So right. I appreciate you actually giving us a voice by starting this platform.
Oh, thank you so much. That means so much coming from you, because I swear I look at you like, oh my gosh, she is goals. Like, oh, and I think it's dope what you're doing and inspiring everyone, you know, and like you said, just saying like, hey, I can teach you. Like, I just think it's so dope. I really do. I've been bragging to everyone about you. Like, oh my God, I have the passport abuser on the show. So I was just super excited about that. So thank you as well for what you do, because people need to see that. Mm-hmm. Especially because you do it solo, and I think that is so impressive. Like, a lot of people don't realize, like, solo traveling is so dope, and I think it's cool that you do that.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm glad you're here. So
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Yes, yes. I do have a question though, because like me, I'm sure you've probably been going crazy during this pandemic. How have you been holding up? How have you been kind of dealing with it and passing the time? Because it's been getting to me, because I had like so many trips planned, and then it's just like, ugh, really? So how you been holding up?
Girl, I've been, I have my moments, but I'm very big on, I'm very big in my spirituality and my spiritual path. And I've just been taking this time to meditate a lot more, to become closer to source. And I've just been like just trying to be as even keel as possible. I actually feel like I've been able to take care of my mental health a lot more, because I don't do a lot of self-care stuff. Like, you know, we're all working women. So it's like coffee, work, sleep, repeat. And then when you could finesse that PTO time, you out.
So, right.
exactly. It's always, girl, so it's always on go. And so the fact that I've been able to work home, I actually work from home. Girl, I wake up in the morning, I have a cup of coffee, I get in the shower, I meditate for an hour, and then I just, you know, get into my work for the day. But then I get to do more for my company because I'm actually home. And I just find that I'm much more centered now that I'm home. So to be honest, I really, when my job opens back up, I don't think that I will be returning, because I think that this has just kind of given me time to think about how financially you might be okay, but there may be some kind of mental unrest. And then you realize that you're not really living like you could be. So, you know, girl, that's what I've been doing.
Girl, you said a mouthful, because I was just talking to a friend of mine and I was like, it's kind of been a blessing in disguise a little bit. Like, you know, you do have that time to focus on other endeavors and self-care and really just, you know, think and do whatever you have to do for your mental. And it's crazy because, like, you're right. I was always on the go too. Like you said, finessing that PTO, honey, and trying to make it stretch and always on the go. So I think that is true. At first I kind of did over time, like you, I'm kind of like, oh, I don't even think I want to go back. Like, oh, I don't think I want to go back. So yeah. So that's so good to hear that. Cause I, when you are on the go and you like to travel a lot, that sometimes we do need to sit down sometimes. Sometimes we need to sit down. So I get that. So can you tell us about your road to 50? Like, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? Because I think that is an amazing accomplishment. What was that like?
Well, I'll be honest. And the people who actually know me in real life, like, I am a Black woman from the hood.
Okay.
There's no other way that I could put that. And I'm one of six kids. I'm from East Orange, New Jersey, Third Ward, East Orange. I'm from the South Side of East Orange. And I come from a very good Black family. I was fortunate enough to have my parents raising me.
Mm-hmm.
But girl, I come from very limited resources. And I started wanting to travel the world because I wanted to see what else was out there, but a lot of people told me that a woman should not be traveling by herself. And I'm like, but yo, I'm from Third. What could be worse than this? Like, you know, like, and all my friends had kids, girl. I didn't have no kids. And I graduated from college and I was like, you know what? I've done a lot. I feel like I deserve it to myself to just kind of see what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I traveled and I loved it so much and I felt so alive. Like until you travel solo, you never really understand what the adrenaline rush of real freedom and empowerment actually feels like until you say, God, I did it and I had fun and I did it. Like, you know, it's like that. And I gained my wings and basically I never stopped. I learned to trust myself more because, you know, of course I'm by myself. All I got is me. I got to learn to trust myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to march to the beat of my own drum. And you know, when we talk about time,
mm-hmm.
the more I traveled, the more I was actually able to slow down time and have time to reflect on some of the things that I didn't like, kind of ditch some self-sabotaging thoughts. Mm-hmm. And be able to kind of heal myself and make peace with myself about a few things. And then I was off to the next country. And so whatever I didn't like about myself, I could leave it in that country. And when I got to the next country, I learned something new about myself, something that I liked about myself. And I take that with me to the next country. But all the things that I didn't like, I was able to dismantle it and leave it where I was. So traveling actually gave me the time to evolve as a person and get to learn more about who I was and also shed things that I was still attached to.
Wow, that is so deep. Like, I always hear that it's so empowering to do. And I cannot wait to experience that because I've been traveling, but I usually either travel with my husband or friends,
right,
or, you know, and I have been wanting to experience that for myself. And this was supposed to be the year of solo travel for me. And then Corona happened, but it was supposed to be the year of solo traveling for me because I've always heard that. And I never heard anyone put it in that way, though, like you did, like as far as being able to kind of really shed and kind of self-evaluate. That's a beautiful story. Being able to leave it in one country and go to the next. That is amazing. Like, now I'm really can't wait for things to start back up because I want to try it. I definitely want to try it. That is just beautiful. Out of all of these adventures, what would you say has been like one of your favorite places? Because that's a lot of places to go to.
Right. I can't really say that I have a favorite because every country has done something to me and every country leaves me with a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, I don't have any children that I've birthed,
mm-hmm.
but my sister has three children. So I have unbiological children, right?
Right.
And I went to Zambia, and when I went to Zambia, I sponsored four children.
Aww.
And when I went to Zambia and I was able to volunteer at an orphanage and do these things with these children and take them out to dinner and spend days with them, like 4 days in a row volunteering. Aww. At this place and adopting them as my own kids, I realized the lady at the school, this school in Zambia is called the Linda West School. I volunteered there. I said, well, she said, well, the kids don't eat here. They eat only three times a week. And when the kids eat, the neighborhood is so poor. Like we're very poor. So they come to school so they can eat because they know that otherwise they might not get a meal. I said, well, let me ask you a question. How much is it to feed all the kids in the school right now while I'm here?
Wow.
And she said, okay, it'll be about 200. I said, okay, no problem. So I went back to my mother and I said, we're the kids in Zambia in this school, not all the kids in Zambia, of course, right? But the kids at the Linda West School are going to eat every Monday. because in your name, in your honor, the kids will eat. It will be Renee's day on Monday, and all the kids in the school gonna eat. I came back from Zambia. The kids looked at my phone and they was like, "Well, you know, what is this?" I'm like, "It's a phone." So they were playing with the camera and they was like, "What is it's like a mirror?" I'm like, "Well, it's a camera." So they didn't even understand like simple concepts. And before I went to Zambia, I put a post on Facebook saying, "Hey, I'm going to Zambia. If anybody has any iPads, tablets, school supplies, clothes, anything, I'm going to pay the extra luggage. Bring it, like give it to, drop it off to my mom or me so that way we could take it to the kids in Zambia." Cause I already knew I was going to be on a mission trip in Zambia. And what changed my life was that I buy $1,500 Giuseppe, $750 pair of Pagals from Christian Louboutin. That Neverfull cost me about $1,500. Like, okay, you know, whatever. Like, I'm real. And then I own more than one home. You know, like all these things. And I'm here. I am driving like this is my fourth BMW. And then I'm going to a place where the children, it cost them $20 to eat for the entire month. If you sponsor a child, $20 a month feeds them for the month.
Wow.
And it makes you feel ashamed that you would even spend that type of money on yourself. So you realize like, yo, it's people who have a lot less than me that they happy with a lot less than what I would call standard. So I would say Zambia was one of my places of awakening because I came home and I was like, I'm not ever buying a pair of shoes for $2,000 again. I will never need a handbag for this. Like, and I started realizing all the money that I'm wasting. So there's actually an organization that builds homes for the children of Zambia because some of the homes don't even have electricity or running water.
Wow.
So you can build a whole home for a family of five for $1,100 in Zambia.
Wow.
And it put things into perspective to me because I'm like, oh, my bed is custom made. This cost me $6,000. Like, how dare you when these people don't, like, you know, it was just mind blowing. And so I've had so many different experiences around the world that I can't really say one was my favorite, but I have been to certain places and I'm like, wow, like I'm woke now, you know? Right.
Girl, I'm a crybaby, so you got me tearing up a little bit listening to that because that's so crazy. Like I never put it in perspective like that either because I love Louis and Gucci just as much as the next two. And you're right, like what I spend on that, just the belt alone, like you're saying, I could feed somebody for almost a year off of that. That is crazy. I just never really put it into that perspective at all. That's deep because you're right. Everywhere you go, you connect differently wherever you go with the people, with the culture. And that is, wow, girl, I'm a crybaby. So everybody that knows me knows that I will cry at the drop of a hat. But
you have such a beautiful spirit.
Oh, thank you.
Don't cry. I feel like I was emotional out of guilt and shame because I realized that I had been colonized and Americanized by thinking that things that I thought were important actually are not important. And it kind of brought a lot of light to the disparities. Like, the hotel that I stayed at in Zambia was cool, but then you got people outside. You know, poverty is like that in America too, but this was on a way different scale.
Right.
Like, even in South Africa. I went to South Africa. I went to Nelson Mandela's neighborhood in Soweto, and I got to go to the projects whenever. So my ex-boyfriend is a South African diplomat. And so whenever I'm kind of around in the continent of Africa, he's always like, all right, well, if you're going to go here, you know, whatever. So I actually went to the projects, what they would consider the projects in South Africa, in Soweto, in Nelson Mandela's neighborhood. They didn't have electricity. And they had bathrooms that were like outhouses. Like, you know how we go to the park and it's a little thing you can porta potty to? Those were the bathrooms. And they were shared. It was like 10 of them in a row. And they were shared by all the people who lived in this housing project. Imagine that. Their water was coming from hoses. And you saw the ladies underneath the hoses with their buckets. And then they was putting the clothes in the bucket and washing it. And I was like, okay, what is my contribution and how can I change this and make a difference? Because these are my people. We all come from Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're all technically 50, 60 generation cousins, right?
Right.
We all come from the same woman. We are all one. So let me make sure that I continue to treat everybody like they my brother and like they my sister, because they are.
Right. Right. Girl, that is, that's why they say when you travel, like, you should never come back the same. Like, you mm-hmm. should never come back the same person the more mm-hmm. and more you travel. Like, every time you come, you should get new perspective on, especially looking at the world in which you live yourself, like that, mm-hmm. just seeing that. And I have such a huge heart too. I know it. And I'm that type of person that I would probably do the same thing if I saw that. Like, I wouldn't be able to just take it. I would have to do something. Like, that says mm-hmm. a lot about who you are as well as a person. And I think that is, your spirit is beautiful as well. Like, I definitely, that just says a lot about you. Because there are a lot of people who they do go there and they think nothing of it. They take the pictures for their Instagram and they, we're not even going to talk about the people that go there and take the pictures with the kids there to exploit them just for Instagram.
Right.
To come back and still not change, So I think that's a testament to who you are as a person, because I know I cannot stand that sometimes when people do that, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. one of those things for me that I was like, I wanted to do a whole topic on that one episode right. on just right. that, because that right. bothers my spirit.
Right.
Really bothers
me too, girl.
Yes. So that is just a true testament to who you are. And that's why I think you're so dope, girl. Cause I'm just like, yes, that makes a lot of sense. Oh,
right.
Yes, girl, you already got me emotional today. I wasn't planning on it. So
sorry.
No, I'm here for it. Look, I love it. I'll cry for anything anyway, but I do love that, because that's just something I thought about it, but I haven't witnessed that yet specifically to understand. But when you said that, I'm like, yes, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Would you say that with those kind of experiences and experiences like that in general, would you say that you enjoy traveling solo more than with others? I'm sure you do, right?
I do, girl.
I'm sure you could do your own thing, freedom.
Yep. I march to the beat of my own drum. Like, the thing is, like, if you going on vacation with other people, y'all could be like the best of friends. But if y'all on vacation together, y'all kind of living together for a couple of days. So yes. Y'all don't get that space away. So unless y'all super duper tight, sometimes y'all might go on vacation and y'all just be kind of aggravating each other. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird vibe. And, I like to march to the beat of my own drum, right? So if everybody's like, "Oh, we going to the beach today," and I'm like, "Nah, I think I'm gonna go to this orphanage and I'll be there for the whole trip. I don't really want to go to the beach right now. I'm kind of on a different wave." Mm-hmm. Then it's like, "Oh, you're the Debbie Downer then, if you don't want to do what everybody else mm-hmm. is doing, or if you just, so I'm kind of a loner."
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, I feel like they say if you want to go faster,
go alone. Yeah, that's so true.
Right. So
that is so true, because some people fall out when they travel with each other. Like, mm-hmm. some people really do. I have been very, I know exactly which friends I can travel with, and I know who my travel crew is, because we mm-hmm. all kind of are on that same wavelength, and we've been mm-hmm. friends since elementary school, so we know each other so well mm-hmm. that if this person is a little irritable in the morning, I know that about her. And mm-hmm. and I know that when we travel, we all kind of like to do the same things, similar things. There's no, this person only wants to go eat at places that we can eat at here. It's not that. So, and it's very hard to find that. It really
right.
is. I do recognize that I've been very fortunate with, and like I said, I have that travel crew, and it's very small,
right.
but I know who I can't travel with as well. Cause it's like, I love right. you, but I want to be friends more than travel with you. So I'd
right,
just rather
right.
not do it. That makes a lot of sense. You're right. Cause sometimes you can travel with people and you may not just be on that same wave. So that right. makes a lot of sense.
Oh,
Yep,
girl.
yes. Do you ever hear, I'm sure, for me, I've lived in the South most of my life, right? So there is a lot of, sometimes people can be very closed-minded where they're like, you're gonna go here? You know, I catch it a lot, like, you be going to all those countries, just little things like that. Do you ever hear negative remarks, or when, especially when you first started doing it and on your journey, did you ever hear like negative comments about you just kind of going out there traveling solo?
No, people were praising me that I actually did it. A lot of people were telling me though that I shouldn't do it. People were like, "Oh, girl, I know you're not about to go there out there by it." I'm like, "Hell yeah, I am." Like, statistically, America is the unsafe with all the gun violence and stuff. Like, statistically, like, you know. So I went and I did my own thing and I just followed my heart. I never plan to be a travel influencer. That was all very organic. This was not what I set out to do ever. I just wanted to prove to myself that I could travel to one country by myself. I never expected that I would be hooked and it would be like this whole thing that was actually a part of my lifestyle. I started traveling by myself in 2014. There was no Instagram. Well, no, Instagram was out at the time, but
Wasn't like
it
it is
wasn't,
now.
yeah, like this. Right. So when I started traveling, it wasn't for clout. And a lot of people see me in Forbes and see me all around and they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, yeah, but this is all organic though. I never expected. I'm a black girl from the ghetto. I never thought that I would make it to Forbes just because I did something that I loved.
Wow, that's the beautiful thing about it though. Like you can feel, that when you do, at least for me, I can feel that just by your Instagram and just your spirit alone, that it's not for clout. You know, some people do it for the clout. I definitely feel like I could see that it was very much organic for you, and then it just made it that way. And I was proud of you, girl. I'm proud to know that, like, you were in Forbes for that. Like, I think that's so, it's, I think that's the best things happen when they happen organically. Like, you didn't just try to, like, say that you're gonna do it, you know, just to get this and get that. Like, that's how you end up, you know, receiving those kind of things, because, you know, you're just doing it to be doing it for yourself, and then you're inspiring people in the process. I think that that's beautiful. Same with me. Like, the podcast happened organically. I didn't set up to do, like, you know, I just would talk about my travels, and I would do Facebook Lives with people on my Facebook page and answer their travel questions and give tips and things like that. And it just kind of turned into this, well, you should do a YouTube. And I tried YouTube. I didn't really like it, honestly. And then someone suggested, well, how about you just do a podcast? And I was like, you know, I think I could enjoy that one, because it's not as, YouTube is kind of not for me. It's not my speed. And I was just like, yeah, I guess I could, because so many people ask me questions about it. And I'm just, you know, I come from a small town. A lot of people, they don't necessarily get that opportunity to see the world. They don't realize that the world is literally your oyster. And so a lot of people were just like, you should just do it. And I think that's, it's beautiful when it just happens organically. I think that's what
I
makes it
agree.
beautiful. And I can tell that, like, I can tell that in your, just by watching your profile. And I definitely I'm on it, because I love it. I love to see your gorgeous pictures, and not only
Oh,
that,
thank
you
you.
educate, you know, I love that. So I definitely get it. So I speaking of photos, I've been on your page and I've seen these gorgeous photos. I know a lot of people that may be interested in solo traveling wonder, how do you do that? Like, do you ask other people? How do you achieve such gorgeous photos being alone?
So I have a course that teaches people about that. So I created a course called Travel Like a Boss, and Travel Like a Boss is very grassroots. I've been interviewed by several different magazines. You know, I had the Forbes feature, Exo Nicole. I actually have another article that's about to be featured by Business Insider. So I have, you know, lots of like interview stuff going on, but a lot of people actually come to me and say, I've seen you in this place or in that place, and how do I do it by myself? Before all the PR started coming, Travel Like a Boss, my course, was something that I did by hand.
Oh.
So I started traveling solo in 2014 or 15. And people on the internet started asking me how I was able to do it. And so I would have women meet me at a Starbucks. Wow. And then I would teach them how to do it, and they would take notes, and they would meet me there every week for 4 weeks. After a while, it became a group, and I would take a group of women to the Starbucks, or I would have them meet me at like the East Orange Public Library mm-hmm. and do it there. Mm-hmm. And it was all grassroots. I was just teaching women how to do exactly what I had did. Once people on Instagram kind of started finding out about my course, I would have clients in LA and Miami. So I took a very cheap budget airline, girl. It was called Frontier Airlines.
Oh, I would fly,
right. I would fly like Frontier Airlines to Atlanta for $49 just so that way, because I had already had 6 girls waiting for me for the weekend to learn the course. And then I did it in LA. And then what, I got my first international client in London. And I said, okay, this course has to be put online because it's no way that I can teach mm-hmm. women around the world what I do. We're on such different time zones. And so at this point, Travel Like a Boss has enrolled over 300 women, and we have 11 different countries.
Wow.
So it became a global company. But this started back in the day when I was meeting chicks at Starbucks.
Wow.
So very grassroots. So Travel Like a Boss is a 6-week online course that teaches women how to master traveling safely, confidently, and without draining their bank account. And most people don't know this, but my first 20 stamps were for under $100. Mm-hmm. And I actually give people the blueprint on like how that's done. I show people how to get pictures without having to ever ask a stranger. And I give people like my number one safety tool that I've used to get to over 50 countries by myself and be able to move safely. Mm-hmm. So I give them all of that. It's a 6-week course, so it's a lot to cover. But the beauty about this is that when someone enrolls in my course, they have the expertise of someone who has been to 50 countries and has 6 years of experience. So everything that it took me 6 years and 50 countries to learn, mm-hmm. you learn in 6 weeks. So that way you don't got to learn trial and mm-hmm. error like I did, like get to country 11, be like, oh God, like, or you're in country 42 and you're like, oh, that's how you figure that out. So that's the beauty of my course, is that someone has already blazed a trail mm-hmm. for you. And there is a source knowledge out there for people who want to travel by themselves, but they're scared.
Right, right. Girl, I can say, honey, I watched the webinar.
You watched my webinar? Yes, and you told me.
I was like, oh my God, as soon as I get my coin right, I am investing in her course because, honey,
I'll give you a big discount.
Just the webinar alone, I was like, oh my God, like, it's certain things that I travel, but I didn't think of it in that perspective. Or, you know, I was just like, oh, I'm sitting there telling everybody, like, go sign up for her, go sign up for the course, like, sign up for the, go look at the webinar, because I was just amazed. I was blown away by, because I love to still constantly learn, you know, I'm still on my journey, right. You know, so I still love to just learn as much as I can. And I definitely was taking notes on the webinar. And I'm telling you, honey, I feel like that course is something that I am going to invest my coin into. As soon as I get my coin right enough, I'm definitely going to invest into it, because I feel like it was, you know, it's a lot that we could learn from taking that course. And I didn't know the story behind it. I think that's what's amazing, is that, you know, you started off at Starbucks and then, you know, you went like, you know, I took the course and I just didn't know the story behind it. So that was very interesting, because I can imagine you couldn't just keep flying all over the place trying to teach that. Mm-hmm. And to know that you have helped that many people in that many countries, girl, like, you're a boss, okay? And I love it. I love it, because, you know, it's a lot of, and for the listeners out there, I suggest you go on her Instagram and click that link and go to watch the webinar. The webinar is free. You're going to get some good tips in just that. And I promise you, you're going to want to invest in the course. I promise you.
The webinar is free.
I promise you, they're going to want to, because I watched it with my husband, and he is a cheapskate. Okay, it's very, very cheap. But even he was like, okay, we can find out, you know, find out how much, and we'll get it together, because I think we need that. Even for him, he was just like, and I think it was just a lot of interesting information in there. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. So I think that's a great thing that you're doing. And just the amount of people that you're helping, and you're saving them thousands of dollars and lots of time from making mistakes.
And safety.
Yes, mm-hmm. and safety. Mm-hmm. Just from, you know, making those mistakes that you had to learn along the way. So I think it's dope. So if you're listening, I go to @thepassportabuser and look at go check her out, because I definitely did love the course. I was sharing it with people, like, go over there, go watch it, y'all, go see, you know, I was definitely sharing it. So I
thank you for your support.
I loved it. Oh, no problem, girl. I definitely loved it. So overall, what something that you would say to someone that maybe needs a little extra push or advice to kind of get out there, especially solo, and just start seeing the world?
So the first thing I would say is, number one, figure out what's making you want to do this. Because if ever I get lost along the way about anything in life, not travel because it's my thing, mm-hmm. but any other thing, mm-hmm. I always consider, okay, if I get lost along the way, I got to remember why I started. Mm-hmm. So number one, just consider, like, well, what is it about travel that I have this itch for? The number two thing is that I'm not sure if we get more than one go round with this. And I just decided that I will not live my life based on what other people can or cannot do. My life does not work that way. So if Tamika and Simone, they can't get a babysitter or they can't get the time off, that means that I mm-hmm. can't see the Taj Mahal, because they can't, like, you know. And at the ultimately, when our last breath is done, it's not Tamika's fault. We were the only people who are accountable, whether, you know, if we really did what we wanted in this short lifetime or mm-hmm. not. So I just decided, like, you know what, when my time is up, I don't know when that may be, but I'm going to live it up while I'm on this earth plane, yo. Yeah. Like, I'm not dying with any dreams. Dreams mean that they didn't happen. I'm dying with straight memories, and I'm creating a legacy for my kids and my grandkids right. to sit around at the table with them and be like, this was me back in 2015, my first solo trip. And you see this? Well, back in 2020, we did this. And, like, I want them to see, like, okay, I did it. And when I die, I mean, shit, it could be tomorrow, right? Because you right. just don't know. But I don't want them to say, like, oh, she lived her life behind a desk, you know, this standard ass obituary. Oh, she went to work, she was a good okay. person. Nah, they gonna have all these dope ass pictures of me at my funeral. Like, do you see that? Do you see her jumping out this plane in Australia?
Yes.
Like, you know, like I my grandma, my father's mother, she was like, you know, when she was dying, she was like, tell him turn that machine off. I'm happy. I'm ready.
Wow.
I did everything. I'm ready. Turn the machine off. I am so happy with my life. And I remember thinking, like, I want to live every day so fulfilled that's all I want, you know, for me. So people like getting stressed out, like, oh, I should have traveled. Like, now with the corona, I'm sitting here like, man, I've been to 50 countries already. If they never open this
you
back
good.
Up, I yes. did it. Yes. Right. You know, so I would just say, just remember that you only got one life, and you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And, you know, fear paralyzes mm-hmm. people. You know, like, fear is your God mm-hmm. if you let that be that way, right? So just if ever you don't know what to do, just jump. You'll be all right.
Girl, I love that. You just a word. I love that. That is, if they're not inspired after hearing you say that, then they're never gonna go, honestly. If they're not inspired after hearing that, then I don't know what to tell you. So,
girl, let me tell you this, though. A lot of people have DM'd me and said, like, hey, passport abuser, like, are you going to be traveling after COVID? You know, you shouldn't be leaving the country after COVID. I said, okay, let me just drop you. Let me just give you some knowledge real quick. The country of St. Lucia has 18 cases. The country of Barbados has 25 cases. The country of Antigua has 52 cases. Belize was the last country in the entire continent of Americas, what including North America, Central America, South America. Belize was the last country in the all of the Americas to get their first confirmed coronavirus case. To date, they have 19 coronavirus cases in Belize. And guess what? Mm. My state of New Jersey alone has 160,000 cases. So actually, where am I most safe?
Exactly. Right about us. So,
right. Like the United States is, you know, the epicenter of this pandemic. And New York and New Jersey are the two hardest states hit in the entire, you know, United States. So, you know, I live in New Jersey, born and raised. And when people be like, yeah, but you know, passport abuser, you shouldn't go anywhere because, you know, they, and I'm like, no, bruh. They got 18 cases in their whole country. And I have 160,000 right. cases just in my state. I'm actually better off.
Exactly.
Like, leaving. So, just, like, statistically, so, like, really, guys, if you feel like, well, I shouldn't travel now because Corona, if you get out of America, you actually be all right. They're actually scared of exactly. us because they like, oh, you from America? Oh, they got it.
Right.
Like, they got it worse than China.
Yes.
America handled this pandemic as if we were
a third world country.
Yeah. I told my friends, yo, this pandemic has just shown me that America is a third world country. Wearing a Gucci belt.
I said the same thing that it is. Like, the way it was handled, like, other countries are scared of us. Like, they should be, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. We got to worry about them letting us in because at the end of the day, they got to protect their countries and to know that they only, a lot of those countries got on it immediately. With the quote unquote leadership that we have, that didn't happen. And I, you are exactly right. Like, that is not going to stop. No show around here because certain countries are opening up now. And it's like, you know, they're like, as long as you take some places are just saying, like, as long as you take a COVID test, you know, within a certain amount of time, you can come in. And I'm like, you're right. I'm probably safer there than just going to the grocery store, just going to the grocery store around here to get supplies, you know. You are exactly right, girl. I said the same thing. I'm like, America is really a third world country, but a lot of people that don't really travel out in the world or and at least get into the culture and understand how other countries can do things and how they operate, sometimes we kind of as Americans fall into like this, oh, we the best, we do everything right, and they kind of don't realize, like, actually, no, that's not, we don't do everything perfect and the best, you know. Like, that's that narrative we've always been taught, but this pandemic has really, really revealed that. Like, really, really revealed that. So.
And if people really travel, because I've been around the world, America ain't even a creme de la creme. If you are as well traveled as someone like me, you will just generally know that, yo, America ain't even a shit for real. Have you been to Seychelles? Have you been to Dubai? Right. Have you been to certain places where healthcare is free? College education is free? Like, have you been places where drugs are not over-policed? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, have you, like, girl, America ain't even a creme de la creme. Like, and people be like, yeah, you know, because America, I'm like, man, I've been to over 50 countries. America ain't even shit. There are countries that are way more progressive than America.
I say that all the time, and people like make it seem like I am anti-American. I'm like, it's not anti-America. It's facts. Like, it's factual that we, even just our infrastructure compared to, like you said, Dubai. Like, oh my God, did Dubai not make me realize? Like, oh, really? You know, like, it is so true. I always say that. I'm like, yeah, you probably should get out more and see more because you would realize real quick that this ain't it. And this pandemic has solidified that. It really has. It really has. You are so right about that. And I just had that conversation. So, yeah, you're right. You are so right. So we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we do have two questions from our listeners. Okay, so we're back and we have two questions from our listeners. The question number one is from Alexis out of Georgia. And Alexis says, I would like to start solo traveling. Unfortunately, my boyfriend is not giving me support to do so. What should I do?
So I would say if your boyfriend isn't supportive of it, that's okay, because in our lives, we got to be more than just somebody's girlfriend. And even if you are in a committed relationship and you don't have that ring, you still have to have your own individual path and your own individual interests. So I would say if you want to travel, but your boyfriend isn't supportive of it, then I feel like there needs to be a conversation about why he doesn't feel that this benefits you and can expand you, make you evolve as a person. But then I think there should also be some conversation about why there's not a general support there, because I might not agree with some of the stuff that my boyfriend does, but if he's happy and I feel like, well, this is within reason. I personally am not like this, but he's on his thing right now. Let him do it. It's fine. Let me just show up. I mean, I don't see what the problem is. And you gotta be, you can't let people hold you back, yo, because that man ain't married to you, right? So if you're not married to somebody and they out here calling the shots, you cannot call the shots if you're not my husband. And as far as I'm concerned, I was engaged more than once. If we not married yet and walking down the aisle, I'm still single and nothing about my life is going to change, because you start giving dudes wife privileges without doing that wife thing. Dudes be acting, they be moving real slow on that paper. So I'm not changing anything, because in a split second, we could be over. And now I gave you my best years and I didn't even do stuff because I thought about how you would feel about it. I'm still doing it. I'm still living. Get over it.
Amen. That's all I can say to that. You literally hit the hammer and nail on the head. I promise you, I can say, even though I am married, I think it's who you're with, because I'm married and have been for 6 years, but my husband is, even if he doesn't understand something, he totally supports it. He totally supports me being able to travel solo, because why? He trusts that I'm my own individual still. And I think some people, they get in a relationship and they forget that you have to be an individual first. Like, you are who you are first. And that person should really just complement your life. They shouldn't completely dictate or make you change who you are. And if you're in that kind of situation, then maybe you need to reevaluate that relationship, because I got a whole ring out here and my husband is like, if that's what you gotta do, hey, go for it. Like, I just think that that's just a matter of the partner that you're with too. And like you said, I'm not going to be like live in regret because of your not understanding or lack of support. So girl, I couldn't have said it better myself. That is so true. This question is from Jackie out of Ohio. Jackie says, is it awkward at first going on your first solo trip? I mean, I am very much an introvert.
Nah, girl, not if you prepare. Like my course, you took my webinar. So you see like how I show you like how you can meet other people while you on vacation and all that other stuff. So girl, you can definitely go on vacation and be an introvert and have the time of your life. It's just a matter of you having confidence, and confidence comes from preparation. If you're prepared, things are going to go a lot smoothly. Your only competition in this life is two things, your ego and the knowledge that you neglect. So if you want to do this and you want to be prepared and you're committed to it, once you make up that decision, you're the creator. There's a God inside of all of us. So when God says, like, you can uproot a tree and put it into the sea, he's saying that I've created you in my image and you are in my likeness. You have the same power that I have. So once you make up your mind about something first, you can do anything. You just got to take the time to invest in the knowledge. So if you feel like you really want to do this, then definitely hit me up. My Instagram is @thepassportabuser. There's a link in my bio where you can take the webinar and, you know, schedule a call with me possibly. And if I have any slots available at the time, then, you know, you can enroll in my course and actually receive that knowledge so that way you can start your travel journey like a pro from the very beginning.
That's what's up, girl. You did it again, girl. I love just listening to you speak, and I'm just learning from you, and I am really in awe. Like, I'm just letting you know, I have enjoyed this conversation, and I have enjoyed learning from you. And you definitely have, you've given them your Instagram to let my listeners know that they can support you. Is there any other way that they can support you? I want them to be able to support any endeavors that you may have, so they know about the webinar and your Instagram. Is there any other way?
No, I'm not really active on Facebook mm-hmm. like that. But I would just say my Instagram is at the Passport Abuser. And there's a free webinar going on, so anybody can listen for free. And, you know, if you're ready and I actually have a slot available, definitely come in and join. I'm big on three things. I'm big on intimacy. I'm big on community impact, and I'm big on generational change. So I feel that if you want to start a company, you start a company from your heart with a mission in mind and an intention, and you pray over that intention. And then God sees and hears and knows everything mm-hmm. about you, and he will make it so that way the right things come along at mm-hmm. the right time. So I feel like as long as I'm continuing to serve people within my community and all women around the world, as long as I create intimacy and generational change where people can show their kids how to do it. And then their kids now have mm-hmm. a different standard. So now they traveling from the beginning. Like it's a generational change. And as long as I'm able to make an impact in my community and show people that look like me from where I'm from, yo, you can do this. Let me show you how. Right. Then I'm making some type of change. As long as I'm doing those three things, intimacy, generational change, and community impact, I'm happy with, I feel like I'm living my dharmic purpose in this lifetime.
Yes. Yes. I love it. Oh, you are such an inspiration. And I'm not, like, I am being so serious. I know I'm gushing, but I'm serious. Like, you are such an inspiration to me and others like me. And I just keep doing what you're doing. Don't ever change. I've learned a lot from you. And I really, really, really cannot thank you enough for coming here today and speaking and talking to me, because, you know, you didn't have to do that. You don't know me from, you know, Adam, but for you to be willing to do that, like, my heart is full, and I am grateful to have spoken to you today. So thank you again, Keem. And I really want everyone to really go visit her page and check out her webinar and course. I really do.
Thank you so much for having me. And again, before I go, thank you for, you know, just creating this platform so that way Black women have a place to come and have a sense of camaraderie. Mm-hmm. And we get to feel like we are being heard. And I appreciate you for reaching out and always being so pleasant, because there's an African proverb that says, you don't need a mirror as long as you have a sister. So we are each other's keeper, and I like that your energy is very much in alignment with how I feel that we should receive each other. So I thank you for coming through with the good vibes, always very high energy, very just cool. You know, like I appreciate everything, and thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, thank you. I'm in the presence of a queen, y'all. Just in the presence of a queen.
Ditto. Likewise.
So, yes. Likewise. Thank you so much. And you.
Wasn't she just everything, y'all? Oh, I love such dope women. I love surrounding myself with such dope women like her. I can honestly say that I have just learned so much in this episode and throughout this entire season from every last guest. So as we're wrapping up season one and getting close to an end, I keep saying it, but I'm excited. So thank y'all for tuning in this Friday, as y'all always do. And I will catch y'all on next Friday with episode 8.